Our law Perek Beis Mishnah Tesvav is essentially identical to the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Yudalad. Mishnah Yudalad was about what happens when a mixed sourdough falls into a dough. This one's about spices in a cooking dish. Tavlin shel truma v'shel kilaya kerem shenaflu bakadera. Two different types of seasoning fell into one kadera, one pot. Half of the spices were truma, and half the spices were kilayim. Lo va'elu kedei latavel, v'lo va'elu kedei latavel. And neither one of the spices alone would have been enough to season the entire dish. Rather, each one would have been no same tam, it wouldn't have been perceptible, and so it would have been bottle. But in this case, when it's starfu v'tivlu, by combining the kilayim with the truma, it was enough to spice the entire dish with a nosein ta'am that's recognizable. So, what happens now? Asur lazarim, says the Tanakhama, the dish is asur to non-kohanim, because either way, the kilayim makes the whole thing asur, or truma, if that is the key factor making it asur, is not allowed to zarim. Even though neither one by itself could have spiced the whole dish, but combined, it makes the whole thing asur. Umutar la kohanim. But we allow the dish to kohanim because we say that the kilayim spice alone wasn't enough to spice. It is the truma spice that actually makes the thing seasoned. And as a result, because the truma is allowed to kohanim, the entire dish is allowed to kohanim. This follows the ruling of the Chachamim earlier in Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ze veze gorem. When both factors are gorem, cause the improvement, meaning the usher factor, the kilayim, and the truma factor, which is mutter, then mutter, the entire dish is going to be mutter to them. And that's how the Chachamim hold on this. Rabbi Shimon matir lazarim v'la kohanim. But Rabbi Shimon, being consistent with his ruling in Mishnah Yadalad, says two separate prohibitions, truma and kilayim, do not combine no matter what. Even if they were both the same cinnamon spice, for example, but the two isurim prevent them from combining. As a result, each isur was not enough to spice the entire dish, so nothing about the dish is usur. Even a non-kohen is allowed to eat it as well. There's some discussion about why it is necessary to say the exact same Mishnah when it comes to spices and dishes, as well as sourdoughs, as we saw before, but the end result is that the halachas are the same. Mishnah Tes Zion applies some of these ideas to karbanos rather than to truma and kilayim, as we've seen before. Chaticha shel kotshei kadoshim. If you have a cut of meat, a piece of meat that is from kotshei kadoshim, for example, from some variety of a karban chatos, where it is allowed for kohanim to eat certain parts of it, but it was not allowed for zarim, and shel pigul, and the other cut of meat is of pigul, where the guy who shechted the behemah had in mind that it should be brought after the appropriate time when it is supposed to be brought. So he did one of the avodos, and he wanted to have the sacrifice being eaten or consumed after it was too late to do. This renders the entire shechita and the entire carbon pigul, and it is not allowed to be used that way. Or v'shel nosar, or it is a carbon, or a piece of a carbon, a piece of meat, that was nosar, that was left over until after it was allowed to be eaten anymore, which makes it usur as well. So you have this piece of kotshei kadoshim, which a kohen could eat, and this piece of pigul and or nosar, which nobody is allowed to eat. Shenis bashlu imachatichos. And they were cooked together with other pieces of meat, meaning with pieces of chulin. So what happens? Asur lazarim amutar lekohanim. The Tanakhama, again, paskins that it is usur to non-kohanim, because combined, all of this meat made everything usur, and they're not allowed to eat from the kotshei kadoshim either, so there's nothing that would allow them to eat it. But it's mutter to kohanim, because we say that if there's enough chulin meat to nullify the pieces of meat individually of pigul or nosar, and kotshei kadoshim, then at the very least, the kohen would be allowed to eat the kotshei kadoshim meat that doesn't have to be nullified by all the rest of it. Rabbi Shimon, matir lazarim v'lo kohanim. And as we've seen in the previous two Mishnayos, Rabbi Shimon says that it is mutter to zarim and to kohanim, because he continues to hold that the distinct prohibitions do not combine to make any kind of prohibition for the entire mixture. So just like we didn't combine truma and kilayim, we also do not combine pigul plus nosar plus kotshei kadoshim. Instead, each piece of meat is treated as its own individual small piece of meat, and if there's enough chulin, then it's null. nullified in the mixture, and as a result, even non-Kohanim can eat it as well, similar to the halacha we saw in Yud Daled and Tesvav.